Today's FanLUN Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, is putting you in the center of this weekend's title fight with 101 odds on either fighter landing a punch during the fight. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
And band playing rock guitar, smoky leading our boys out through the tee.
You reached up to cover your yawn, and I thought that was, out of the corner of my eye, I thought that was you pointing.
No one even knew until you guys started talking about it.
I don't care. We let people.
It's always the right hand.
Nate talked into a mic that wasn't on. What an idiot. Moron!
Just gave the people a little more time to enjoy I'm All for Life.
What against Florida State? Fireworks on the river. Oh, that one gets me.
Yeah, it's unless it's Georgia State.
It's like a the chorus is cheesy, but the...
You like the verse?
Yeah, the verses are pretty good.
Yeah. Should have been a poem.
This part's good. John Ward.
Should have been a poem. Six in it.
Maybe not checkerboard. I mean, don't get me wrong. Checkerboards are awesome, but
you don't You've never liked end of the checkerboard.
I don't like that as a touchdown call.
Yeah.
I just don't like. I don't know why he didn't just roll with give him six. Like that was just Tennessee's thing, but Kessling wanted to.
He won his own thing. What's
pave
wrong
his
with
own
that?
Road with end of the checkerboards.
I think if he was good, you'd love it.
You're a Kessling hater.
I'm not a Kessling hater.
Didn't you blame him for the lack of success last week?
No. He pointed out. I'll defend you, Chris. Well, he pointed out it's a coincidence.
The smooth brains think a coincidence is me placing blame.
Correlation does not equal causation, Alex. Did you not take a stats class over there at the great University of Tennessee?
I did.
You skip it? A lot?
No, I didn't skip it.
Do you know what common response is?
No, we did not learn
you
that.
You know what R-squared values or anything like that?
Please stop quizzing me on math.
Oh, my gosh.
Math was my worst subject.
It's okay, me too.
Hard to be a good sports guy without being at least having some clue about some math.
Well, it's like when we had a chance to rename the student section.
Oh, yeah. And we
you know what I wanted to go with? Do you remember?
Yep.
What?
I think. Something with orange smoke.
It was the fog. The orange fog, and we popped.
No, you wanted the general's quarters, I remember.
Yeah, right. We had all those great options. I mean, the orange fog would have been sweet. Pop some flares, orange smoke in the... Oh, it would have been awesome. And it's like kind of, you know, Smoky Mountains related, orange fog, and then they just... Rocky Top Rowdies, which we stole from Florida when they went to the Rowdy Reptiles. We're so unoriginal.
That's for football?
Yeah, that's just the student section anywhere they are. It's terrible. A Rocky Top Rowdies. It's awful.
Thing.
Thought that was only the soccer fan base.
Mm-mm, no.
Orange smoke.
That is disappointing.
It's the smoke.
I think when I was in college, it was the Orange Nation when I was in college. Like, that's just what they called it.
That's a lot better.
They gave out a T-shirt and everything.
Very simple and clean.
But Rocky Orange Top Nation. Rowdies, it's got alliteration, stinks.
I don't, for better or for worse, when I hear Rocky Top Rowdies, I immediately just... The word redneck just gets inserted in my head.
Redneck rowdies?
It does. It's just
I think rowdy is a... I don't like that term for fan base. Oh, it's a rowdy fan base.
I guess because when I hear rowdy, I think rednecks.
Really?
That's my dog's name, bro.
Like, I don't think of
case
a...
Point.
When I... And that's just a personal bias, I guess. When I hear this crowd's rowdy, I don't think of a non-redneck situation ever. I just think... Maybe that's my upbringing.
The vicious vowels. I'm just trying to think of the dumbest ones we could have come up with. Mean machine.
What were the other options that were like presented to the student body?
General's quarters was one, was it not, Dave?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
General's quarters,
I mean,
Rocky Top Rowdies.
Don't you live in the quarters? I mean, is that really what I mean? Or is that? I mean, that's like your home, right? Like. I mean, that'd be a nice name for a dorm, but I just don't feel like the stadium.
Okay, here they are. I tweeted about this 6 years ago,
nice.
7 years ago.
All right.
Vol Army.
Could be worse.
Okay. General's Quarters. which is just a total steal of a message board on VolQuest.
Right.
Rocky Top Rowdies. These were real, by the way. These were the final five. Are you ready for the final two? The Big Orange Crew.
Are we rowing? Crew?
Techniques over tactics.
Big Orange Crew. The last one's the best.
It sounds like Big Orange Screw, first of all.
Which is actually kind of funny.
Fitting, really.
Yeah.
The Big Orange Crew got Big Orange Screwed. This is the last one. This is real. Smokey's Howl. How is that even? How can you be a group of
that's
people?
That's a sound.
Well, that's so what we tried to do that. You know where that came from, right?
Nope.
We stole that from Florida.
We like creativity.
One bits, two bits, three bits, a dollar, all for the Gators. Stand up and holler.
Yeah.
We did two vols, four vols, Smokies on the prowl, all for Tennessee. Stand up and howl.
Are you
and then
kidding
the
me?
Entire stadium. Ow!
So stupid.
Like, you know, Bama plays the elephant sound before they kick the ball off. Uh-huh. We did that. We played Smokey howling, just like the Gamecocks do with
the
rooster.
Yeah, the rooster.
Which, don't get me wrong. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a howling dog, but can he growl?
Stealing from Kentucky.
You're about to break some hearts here if you answer this one way or the other. What about that it's great to be in that?
I don't know.
I think Florida did that first, too.
Really?
I think so.
Florida, okay.
That's great. Yeah.
Who cares?
Well, didn't Bama steal? Go, Bama. Or did they do that, don't they?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Auburn and Ole Miss have some really good like cheers.
You ever been to
chant.
Bama for a game? I've never been down there.
Not a football game.
I mean, I've been to Alabama games here.
I've been to a couple basketball games down there.
Not football. Yeah, I mean, the definition of quarter, the one we're talking about, is to be stationed or lodged in a specific place. So general's quarters, like, it makes sense for it to be like a message board hangout, not to be like
Section.
Right.
That's where you're hanging out. I mean, it kind of fits. It's just not good. Chad says, this whole segment is making me cringe. How are we this bad? That's been my point for about 20 years now. It's like, man, this is the best we could do.
Big Orange Screw.
Remember that year the band got in all that trouble because they brought in that older lady, bless her heart, who... Our halftime performance was, how much is that dog in the window?
Uh-oh.
And then the crowd would go, woof, woof. It was brutal. Brutal. At least we got the circle drill. Like, just do that every game.
You know what they did this past year? Oh, you went to a game, right? They just showed a band performance on the Jumbotron.
No, I did not go to a game.
They just showed a band performance on the Jumbotron.
Could we not get some dogs and frisbees or something?
That's what I was thinking.
Good gravy. So bad. I mean, if it wasn't for running through the tee, I don't know what we'd have, really. In game.
Oh, Chris makes a good point. General quarters. Well, it's the – on VolQuest, isn't it? The general's quarters, like General Nealon, like ownership, like apostrophe S. It's not general quarters. It's the
general – yeah, because it's Robert Nealon.
It's Robert
based.
Nealon.
Yeah.
It's like ownership. Mm-hmm. It's like his – it's like you're quartering
with
him.
It'd be cooler to just call it the barracks. Like, that would be cooler than the general's quarters.
Well, Chris was saying general quarters on a ship is what you call it when you're about to attack or be attacked. I didn't think it was general, but I can remember they'll beat the drum and they'll say, what do they say? They'll say, like, men to quarters. Like, to your quarters! Basically, it's your attack quarters.
I thought
it's
that
like,
was muster.
Well, you'd muster to your quarters. The quarters are the location where
gotcha,
you got to go. So
gotcha.
If you're on the gun crew, you got to get down to your cannon. If you're, you know, wherever, you're there. Sean sent his Big Orange Crew, but he put a dollar sign as the S beforehand. Big Orange Screw. That's what when my wife went there, that's what her and all our friends would call it, the Big Orange Screw, because they screw you over on parking. They'd screw you over on dorm stuff. They'd really screw you on the schedule because they never planned which courses went with which other courses from semester to semester. So there were students that would get their junior year and be like, wait a minute. I'm not going to be able to get all my classes in, even though I've taken plenty of hours because they haven't. So it was like.
You couldn't do it in a way. So you'd have to come back for like summer classes.
So they would tell all the freshmen coming in like, hey, your advisor is not going to figure out all this stuff for you. You better take some ownership of your schedule or you're going to get screwed. Chris says muster is calling troops to formation.
Right.
So you beat Tequotas.
We could have been. Well, it has a bad connotation, but I actually Agent Orange was one that got thrown out.
Yeah, I don't think you could do that.
No, that's why I kind of played that. That's why I went with Orange Fog.
You like fog more than smoke?
Yeah, because there's no actual smoke in the Smoky Mountains. You know, they don't turn that on every day.
Three times a year, people call Dollywood
and ask
customer
them
service.
What time do they turn the smoke?
When they turn the smoke on and off, so they can make sure they see it when they're here. Three times a year.
God, I would just lie to those people. It would be so much fun.
Jared says the worst game day tradition in Neyland is the pride of the Southland playing the opposing team's fight song.
Oh, you don't like that?
I liked it.
I like it.
I don't hate it.
It's good when you're beating them.
That's when you know you're about to just like stomp a mud hole, yeah. And they're over there like, yeah, we get to hear our song one time. And it was like, yep, and that's the only time you're going to hear it. Oh, yeah, those were the days. That was fun. Now you hear it and you're like, oh, we're going to hear that for the next hour when their band plays it.
It has to stop.
I don't hate that one.
I would prefer us to give the people that run the stadium a little more creative control so that when you score a touchdown with 1 second left in the Georgia State game, there's no way you can win. The fireworks guy's able to go, saving them for next week.
Yeah, you know what? Let's not.
Give Jeff Jarnigan the ability to not have to do third down hype stuff when you're down 30 to Florida in the third quarter. Like,
please,
just
please.
We're calling it.
And also, can we come up with anything else other than the VOLS spell out?
You don't like the VOLS spell out?
In the pregame, like if it's a big game, like that Oklahoma game, the VOLS spell out, when the T's in formation and they do that like step forward, step back, oh, it's awesome. When we try to play it like 20 times and everyone's kind of off in the middle of the game, it's just not as good.
I thought the Game of Thrones theme song was getting overplayed.
Oh, it was. Well, that's the thing. It seems like they only play the same like 10 songs every year. And then they finally got a new one, and then they were like, oh, this is great. It's new. They played it too much.
Yep.
We've got to come up with some traditions.
We just need to tap back into the old ones in a better way, better presentation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Orange Fog.
You mentioned Agent Orange. It actually ties into my fact of the day.
I'm going to make you wait the commercial break. So hit the button.
Damn.
Hello, my friend. We'll meet again. It's been a while. Where should we
meet? The 37 are sending us Ole Miss chants. Could have had this on first downs. Howard Lane Kiffin. Remember when Butch, that was my favorite. We were at that spring game.
Rocky Top. Clap, clap, clap. Oh, God. Apparently the renaming of the student section was Butch's idea because he wanted to rebrand Tennessee football, and we literally kept the same name that we had. I mean, what?
Wait, what? Butch wanted to rename.
That's why they were like, submit your choices for the new student section name. Uh-huh. And we just kept Rocky Top Rowdies.
I don't even remember being the Rocky Top Rowdies beforehand, though.
It's what it was when I was in college. Well, it was Orange Nation for football games, then Rocky Top Rowdies was the basketball student
I remember
section.
For basketball, but for football, like,
why would it
I don't
be
know,
different?
Dooley's last year was my first year, so when Butch tried to do that, like, I was kind of, I don't know,
Well, everything Butch did was cringe anyway.
I'm going to say my fact now.
Except third down for what, Nate? That slapped.
So Kleenex tissues were originally intended for gas mask. I don't know if you guys knew that. This one goes back away, but when there was a cotton shortage during World War I, Kimberly Clark developed a thin, flat cotton substitute that the Army tried to use as a filter and gas mask.
Yeah.
But the war actually ended before scientists were able to perfect the material for the gas mask, so the company just redeveloped it to a smoother and softer, material, and then marketed Kleenex as facial tissue instead.
Wow. The more you know.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
We need to play Country Davy on the basketball call.
Swarming defense.
It's so good.
Yeah, I know. It really is good.
Yeah, that's where Brandon Orrick got his broadcasting start. Fulton. That was the Fulton Radio Network, though. Mm. This is the streaming service, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should I get it on my phone and play it?
Yeah, pull it up. I think we need that. Get this crap.
Okay.
Holy Cross. This is something we're going to be dealing with coming up soon in our world of SEC and NCAA basketball. Mm-hmm. Holy Cross had a tier one person, test positive for COVID. Which means their game against Loyola has been canceled,
mm-hmm.
and their season is done.
Sad.
Wait, what?
Well, I mean, they're not going to make the NCAA tournament, so their one positive COVID just ended their season.
Not going to make that game up? Do they?
I mean, it's the conference tournament.
Do they? Oh,
you missed that part.
Yeah.
It's the conference tournament, so
they're just done.
They lost. They're out, basically. Sheesh. I mean, they didn't really lose. Sad. They just had one person in Tier 1 test positive. Couple that with the fact that I had a buddy last week that got a positive rapid test, then took the, you know, more reliable regular test, and he was negative. Can you imagine ending your season on a fake positive, false positive? I mean, technical term, false positive. Just my slang.
That'd be brutal.
A fake COVID test. Fake news. Fake science, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, Aaron Torres tweeted, Holy Cross's basketball is eliminated from their conference tournament, meaning that in essence their season is over off of one positive COVID test. The fact that we're still doing this a year later is mind-boggling to me. Facepalm emoji, facepalm emoji. There you go.
Sad. You got that Country Dave pulled up?
Matthews has the ball for the Lady Falcons.
Swarm and defense.
And that's called push on the Lady Cougars. They're going to call that push. Sorry, Justice.
She just can't help. She's just too strong.
She's a brick wall.
I know. She's stronger than I am, but they ain't saying much. I can probably pick up a toothpick.
Simmons, see about this
ball. I mean, that is Country Dave.
One more time. Y'all got to quit laughing. You can't.
I can't.
Matthews has the ball for the Lady Falcons.
Swarm and defense.
And they're going to call push. On the Lady Cougars, they're going to call that push. Sorry, Justice.
She just can't help. She's just too strong.
She's a brick wall.
I know it. She's stronger than I am, but they ain't saying much. I can probably pick up a toothpick.
Simmons, see about this ball here for the Lady Falcons.
I mean, if you told me right now that's Dave doing his VFL
doing drunk,
voice.
Yeah, drunk Dave.
Oh, swarming defense.
Fulton has drunk Dave on the color commentary.
I mean, we just got to support these boys.
Swarming defense. That's, you're right. That is Davey voice.
I mean, I legitimately thought it was him when I heard swarming defense. I thought he was just doing a little voiceover for...
The second part's kind of a drunk Dave and Rod combined.
I need to say it more.
She's stronger than I am. She's strong as... what's his bull's name?
Angus.
Yeah, as strong as Angus.
You've been moonlighting on us, old Dave? Trying to disguise your voice a little bit?
This girl on the ball says that is 100% Davey. Scary.
I should try to.
Can you just say that in that way? Can you just say swarming defense?
Swarming defense.
God, it's the same guy. It's the same guy. Davey, like, you just admit it. Like, you go and call Fulton women's basketball games on the weeknights.
I need somebody to give me a call, though, about doing some color commentating. I would be fantastic at it. Just. Hopefully it's streaming, not on the radio, because I probably would say something I shouldn't at some point.
Well, I mean, that's what – don't you kind of do that when you periscope yourself watching a game? You're giving commentary, aren't you?
Yeah. I'll do the color commentary there, but it's just – I guess – I'm trying to think of the – like, I would like to do it for something outside of Tennessee, you know, where I could actually be excited about the game.
You can be excited. You choose misery. You choose it. You're choosing the misery.
You stopped coming in for VR after the first two games.
No, I was out of town, like every time. Sorry. I fish on the weekends and Tennessee loses football games. It was a tale as old as time.
Jared says, name the student section Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a problem.
That won't get canceled in 2021.
Swarming defense. I just wish you'd have learned.
Dark swarm, let's go.
I'm glad Billy Billy found that last night, and I appreciate him sending that to us.
That's what John Jancic named the Tennessee defense, Orange Swarm.
Orange Swarm.
Mm-hmm. And then Butch was like, we'll call it the fist up defense. And it was just like, no, we won't.
What?
You don't remember this?
The fist up defense?
Yeah, so when you – and this happened multiple times. They'd get a stop on third down, so you put the fist up.
Right.
Because that's fourth down.
Yeah.
But then a team would hurry up and go for it and get it on fourth down as our guys are, like, celebrating with their fist up. Or, like, you know, they'd start to run off the field, and then it was like, get back, they're going for it. It's like, no, but our fist is up, so we're done here. Three and out.
I like that, how that went into your Journeyman voice.
If we got Country Dave to do a show with us, it would kind of just, like, be like the inverse of what Three and Out is currently, to where they wouldn't know if I was talking or Drunk Dave was talking.
Mm.
Or Country Dave.
Country Dave.
Swarming defense. He's probably stronger than I am. I mean, I'm going to have to listen to more of those games just to laugh.
Yeah.
Not at the guy. That was.
Did they win last night?
Good. I don't know. What the hell?
It was a tournament game. If they didn't, there's no more games.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I hope they won.
Don't laugh at me.
I hope they won.
I'm trying to get you more Drunk Dave. Country Dave.
Man, maybe they got the old tapes. I can just go listen to the old.
On demand, yeah.
Yeah. That would be top.
It's okay. I'm going to get top scoreboard shelf for you.
I mean, that's not saying much. I could barely pick up a toothpick.
I can pick up a toothpick.
She's stronger than I am.
We got to support these boys.
Oh, I got bad news for you. They lost 72-29.
And now you're going to tell me that guy's a senior, and he's probably going to UCLA or something.
72-29.
Horrible.
That's bad.
Does he call
Springs? Wait, that's a high school kid?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It might not be.
He sounded older.
No, being in high school. I think that was the Diamond Clear thing. Those could be either. It could go either way, is what I'm saying. They do have some high school.
Usually on the video streams like that, it's just high school guys.
Not always.
No, not always. But
on that Diamond Clear, they have a lot of adults that do it.
Okay.
I know the people that started that.
I mean, for radio, obviously, it's not the high school. Well, some.
No, for Fulton Radio, it is high school because they have their own radio station.
Mm-hmm. They had to find this guy. I wonder what he looks like.
What if he looks just like you?
Ooh.
I think Billy looked him up last night.
Swarming defense.
So last night was the women's region semi round. So mm-hmm. It's the last elimination round before you get to playing in the final and then sub-state and everything. So it's kind of the most pressure in a weird way, as the great Coach Blevins used to say, it's the most stressful round of the season.
Oh.
Because if you win it and then lose the region final, you still get to go play in sub-state. And no team that loses sub-state thinks, oh, it's a bad season. You're one game short of the state tournament. So, like, you're one game short of every team's ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a team that you think is good enough to go to state and you lose in the round last night in the region semi, it's like, oh,
we blew it.
And usually, if you're good, you're hosting in the heavy favorite in the region first round anyway. Mm. So.
Does that guy do men's basketball games for Fulton as well, or just women's?
He might be on the men's. They're still in it, right?
Foster wants us to be very, very clear. That was not Davey.
Right.
That was somebody who just sounds exactly
just
like Country Dave.
Yep.
Country Drunk Dave. Mm-hmm. Mormon Dave.
So last night, I guess in these parts, Sevier County won, Alcoa won, Bearden won.
Dang right they did.
That was Northview Academy, who apparently is really good. They're 30-1 on the season. They beat Fulton by 40. Good Lord. 43.
What?
I said that like three times. 72-29.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, they're 29?
They're 30-1. I don't even know where that is. Maryville beat Oak Ridge. And then Oneida and Teleco Plains are also winners. And then down towards Chattanooga, Bradley.
Congrats
Central,
to
Central,
all these fun.
Clark Range, Meigs County, Stonewall.
You're doing that thing where you deep dive things we don't normally.
I'll get you the men's schedule for today.
No. We don't need that. Don't need it. We probably need a break.
I wonder how Davey would fare in a game like that where it's a blowout. I feel like in the second half he'd
just get up and leave.
I'm not even excited about this game anymore.
No, that's where I get off the rails. And I just start talking about random things that aren't sports related. Kind of like all the announcers have been doing for a lot of Tennessee's games lately.
Or what you do on this show every single day.
You may be in luck, Houston. Tonight, 7 o'clock, the Fulton Falcons travel to Gatlinburg-Pittman.
Oh, GP, huh?
Yeah, big one. You got Clinton at Beard and Maryville Oak Ridge also.
God, we need to get that guy to call in.
Give us the breakdown. Yeah. Yeah, we need that.
Somebody find me his name. Billy, if you're listening, I think you said it last night, but I couldn't remember which one, and I've got, I don't remember the names, if I'm being honest.
We'll look it up during the
break. Yeah, we need to take a break.
Yeah, look it up.
Hour three continues live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Pick up some White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Good song, baby.
You love this song.
Mm-hmm. Northview Academy. Never heard of it. Kodak. Sevier County. All right. Big games. High school basketball. I know you love to break down the high school sports.
You big see. Time fan.
Yeah. Thanks, Sean. Let me know. Northview's in Kodak.
Kodak, Tennessee.
They must
home
be.
Of a. Hey!
What's that?
I just got a.
Welcome to Kodak, home of the Northview Academy Lady Cougars, and tonight they'll be taking on Fulton High School. What's up, Brian?
How you doing, Tom?
Pretty good. Let's see if the Northview Academy Lady Cougars can come out with a win tonight and advance in the region.
That was like Purdue!
Playing Fulton, and Alco and GP girls are playing tonight, and whoever does that goes to the region finals.
Like the cadence.
Good matchup between
Pentameter.
Co and GP, but tonight's focus is Northview Academy versus Fulton. And had the return of Scholar Jenkins today. She's back from being good. And Fulton, they're led by a good head coach and Tyler Howell, and assistant coach Tony Cooper, and assistant coach Adrian Tate. This is going to be a fun matchup.
It's going to be a fun.
I mean, that sounds like exactly like it's going to be a fun matchup.
Wait,
goodness.
So we get Alcoa, Northview Academy for the region final? My Tornadoes? Oh,
I forget that that's your squad.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy's first name is Tom.
Was it Tom or Ty? I thought I heard Ty.
It sounded like he...
Former intern Parker does the football call.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There you go. I trained him up right here.
That's right. We had a good experience.
That's at Fulton, though, right? This is Northview. Right, Davey? Or is it Fulton? We found that out yet? Oh, come on.
Troy says that is Davey Hudson. I tend to agree.
You got a brother? Twin?
Clone? Not that I'm aware.
Did you know they're cloning police dogs now?
No.
Yes. They're not just like breeding the best ones.
Mm.
They are cloning the best ones. And
interesting.
The KPD has like, I don't know, like multiples of the clones. And they're like the same dog. They
really?
Act the same. They have the same look in their eye. Same. They look. Their markings are literally identical.
Really?
Yes. Is that scary?
No. If you have a good dog, you want him to live forever.
I mean, like projecting that to people.
Well, that's terrifying.
I mean, like.
Yeah, I didn't know we were going there.
Like one of these countries is going to start doing this, right? Like,
yeah,
probably China.
Yeah, yeah. That's where I was going. I don't know. My first thought.
Yeah.
Huh. Cloning dog.
It's the same dog. You know, genetically.
What was the sheep's name? Lucy? First cloned?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
So basically, they just get perfect. I mean, once they get a perfect dog, they're just like, yeah, we want that one over and over and over and over.
Over and over and over.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah. And the person telling me this said that you can see it in those dogs' eyes. Like, they're way too smart. They're like a person. Like, they're always, like, side-eyeing you and, like, kind of like.
Because they were cloned or because they were just that good?
They're just that good as a police dog. They're kind of, like, always looking at you like, you about to run.
Like, sizing you up?
Like, you about to make a run for it? Am I going to get the call on you? Because they don't know the difference. You know, they don't know which humans outside their handler are
good or bad.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're just.
Well, that can change on a, you know, snap.
That's true. They're just ready to go. Apparently there was a funny video too where this cop had done a traffic stop and he like got punched. He got like kind of sucker punched by this guy who was getting arrested, and the dude like knocked the cop all the way on the ground and like got over him or something, and then like tried to like shove him and then like kind of tried to like then get away. like run, and the cop got up and he was kind of almost a little woozy. I mean, he just gotten
popped in the face. Yeah,
Jeremy Pruitt.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah. Yep.
And the cop got back. He just walked back, just kind of stumbled back, just opened his door.
and then
just started walking back towards the guy.
Yeah, he'll handle it.
Or he just started walking back towards the guy as he's getting his cuffs out. Just carnage. Yeah.
Count me in.
Yeah. You don't mess with the canine cops.
Mm-mm. No.
You're dead.
That
you're
is.
You're done. Not, maybe not
dead. I would you're much done. Rather be punched by an officer than attacked by his dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, that's a big no thank you from me.
Speaking of dogs, Lady Gaga's dog walker has spoken since the shooting.
What did he have to say?
Well, he posted on Instagram, "I am still in recovery from a very close call with death and have kept myself, for the most part, I mean, I am human, from the growing media story. I will write and say more later, but the gratitude for all the love I feel from around this planet is immense and intense. I felt your healing support. Thank you. I am humbled and grateful that attention and focus from the police were enough to get Koji and Gustav back to safety, and I know they are committed to bringing these criminals and attempted murderers to justice. I am so appreciative of everything you continue to do."
Like, he's going to be packing from now on, right?
I would assume so.
What
I mean,
state was he in?
California, so maybe not.
Back.
Well, you, the you criminal had a gun.
Looks like a guy that's upset he got shot.
If you got shot, would you be upset? Because I think I would be upset.
I mean, if it was leading to my 15 minutes of fame and I wasn't going to have any extremely intense issues down the line.
Like
it might be worth it.
If you're Lady Gaga, like, you just give him enough to retire at this point, right?
Dog walker for life.
Yeah.
I'd certainly demand it if I took a bullet for dogs that weren't even my
own. I mean, I took a bullet for your dogs. You're a bajillionaire. How about you put something in a trust fund for me? That'd be great. I mean, if I'm him, I'm at least got like one of those shooting tasers, right? You got to have something if you're this guy. Man took a bullet for a dog.
Wear a bulletproof vest all around.
Yeah.
He got shot in the neck. It wouldn't have helped. Bad place to get shot, too. Mm-hmm. He's lucky to be alive.
All right.
Offer some dogs.
I'm going to be able to find out if Davey does Northview games or Fulton games during the break coming up. Final segment.
Excellent.
Back at you next. All right. Confirmed. It's the Northview Academy. Oh, what are they? Cougars. The Lady Cougars. Their broadcast. I'm tuning in tomorrow night. Alcoa, Northview for, I think it's the Region 2 AA championship.
David tweets in and says, "How bad is that dog walker going to feel when he finds out they just could have cloned the dogs?"
Could have cloned the one that got away and had three just like him.
He was the smartest one.
Yeah,
didn't get
thinking.
Caught.
I mean, they can clone for appearance, but obviously personality traits are something they've never been able to accomplish.
What they do with the police dogs is they put them in the exact same nurture environments as well.
So they raise them the exact same way?
Exact same.
Interesting.
All the handlers have been trained in the exact same process, obviously. And some of the dogs, like if it goes through training with one handler, like, and is already trained, then the second dog will go through the literally with the exact same person.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
That is freaky.
Yeah.
But kind of cool. I mean, it's a dog.
Yeah, the cloning is the nature part. You'd have to match the nurture to. Pretty wild.
We have a T-Rex. Mm. Spared no expense. Fascinating.
Is our coaching staff full yet? Sorry, I was just seeing Football Scoop tweeting some
stuff. Yeah, I think we're done now, right?
But what about Steele? If he leaves, do we add somebody?
I think he's just on. I mean, I don't know. That's a good question.
Rules about how many he can have. I mean, we have a linebacker.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But yeah, the special teams and defensive assistant that we hired, Eckler, Punchy, he was apparently the last one. Unless, I guess, yeah, if Steele's out, do we? Just fire him, whatever. Pay him his money, get him out of here. I just wanted to send a message. But if it's going to keep you from getting a coach that actually might, you know, do
work.
Something.
Yeah, might recruit.
Yeah. Well, apparently that's like the only thing he's been doing is recruiting. And that's the only thing that we don't have right now as a recruit. So, yeah, maybe time to kick old Steele to the curb. Might not be a bad idea.
I guess, do we not have an outside linebackers coach? So that's the spot that maybe Steele. Because our other guy we added, the Brian dude, JM, the BJM guy, he's inside linebackers.
Brian Jean Marie?
Yeah. Willie Martinez.
Jean-Marie.
In the
it's got to be French, right?
Defensive backs.
Let's see here. Rodney Garner.
And Rodney Garner, D-line.
He seems to be very impressed with Heupel so far.
Okay.
He says he can't wait for recruits to be able to come on campus because they're going to see the commitment from Tennessee to have a championship program. Said the facility, second to none. Very impressed. He says if we build it the right way with the right foundation, everything's going to be just fine. Coach Hype believes in hard work, and we're grinding every day for success, and that's what we're trying to get our kids to buy into. Well, that's good.
I got some optimism.
Yep.
I mean, it's not football related, but the first ever space hotel is slated to be operational by 2027.
They're going to build a space hotel in the next 6 years? They got any estimated nightly charges on that?
No, the financial details have yet to be released, but the company Orbital Assembly Corporation has revealed its plans to begin construction on the Voyager station, humanity's first space hotel. The Celestial Resort will reportedly be operational by 2027.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling it an out-of-this-world hotel.
Good God. They let Tennessee's game day personnel name it? We're going to call it the out-of-this-world hotel.
The three-year-old company plans to begin building it in 2025 and believes its interstellar resort may be operational as soon as 2027. That's according to the Daily Mail.
Mm-hmm.
But renderings of the Celestial Hotel are cosmic chic. Sorry.
Cosmic chic.
Chic, yes. Struggle with that one. Alliteration.
Chiqua.
Individual pods are attached to a rotating wheel with tubes connecting the different areas, forming an X similar to the wheel's spokes. Guests won't be paying only for the novelty of the setting. There will be a slew of onboard amenities, including themed restaurants, a health spa, a cinema, gyms, libraries, concert venues, earth viewing lounges and bars, in addition to rooms for 400 people. Necessities include crew quarters, air, water, and power will also take up a portion of the space facility. It will reportedly circle the globe every 90 minutes, and the circle's rotation will generate artificial gravity similar to that on the moon. And as I said, no construction costs have been revealed.
No costs at all associated with this. Who's what company is doing this?
Orbital Assembly Corporation. It's a fairly recent company.
I would imagine.
Have not looked up where their ownership resides or
Nate, if you had to guess, what would a night in space cost? I guess as you probably can't go for one night, so that was kind of a joke, but like
sounds expensive.
Yeah, bulk rate, like probably a mil a night,
right?
Yeah, right,
like minimum of a week or two.
Yeah. Minimum week, about 7 mil.
No beach though.
6 mil, 6 nights.
No beach, no hiking, no rides. I mean, I guess the ride would be getting there. Yeah.
There is kind of a ride.
Limited gravity is kind of a ride.
Yeah, I came across this because Elysium was trending, and I don't know if anyone's ever seen that movie with Matt Damon, but it's kind of what they were going for. And the theme of the movie is Earth has gotten to the point. It's so overcrowded. It's not nice that they've created this, I wouldn't call it a hotel, but like this living area outside of the planet in space, and it's extremely nice. And so they're basically Matt Damon, the poor people trying to basically hijack this ship to get to the new place.
Spoiler alert.
I don't think I have seen that. I mentioned it.
Well, I mean, what's it called? The plant Elysium.
Elysium. Youngstown State staffer had to apologize, and he's been banned from the sidelines for the rest of the season. After making contact with an opposing player. He didn't just make contact. He kind of lowered the shoulder and hit this guy.
Like gave him like
a little shiver. Yeah, the guy was running out. There was a receiver. Came across the
field. Oh, it was football? So he hit a guy with pads?
Yeah, he caught.
Come on.
I mean,
he's protecting himself.
He was swarming defense.
He was like 8 feet off the sideline. The player caught the ball and was running, trying to get away from a guy, and he ran out of bounds. And as he was running, kind of, what it would have been, kind of past the guy, kind of, bam, just kind of stood his ground and popped him.
What was he supposed to do? Get run over?
Yeah, maybe.
Did the guy fall down?
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Was it bad?
Yeah, I mean, he hit him. I mean, this guy's this guy looks like he could still suit up. I mean, we might could use this coach, an inside linebacker.
Here we might have some openings.
That was spot.
Well, have you seen?
He's banned from the sidelines for them. He can come start training with us.
He can be in the booth.
Have you guys seen Mike Eckler's vertical?
Yeah, in that Nebraska shot.
Yeah, missed it.
No,
yeah,
I did. I missed it.
There's a couple with him at Georgia as well.
Why don't you look at Alex right as it was about to happen.
Oh no, he's just standing there. That's garbage. He was about to get hit. He just kind of, you probably could have sidestepped him and gotten out of the way.
Yeah, there was plenty of space. He just kind of, he kind of leans, he kind of puts his weight on his left and then back to his right.
Well, you know, he'll service. So he's banned from the sidelines for a game or for the rest of the season?
The rest of the spring season. That's FCS.
Man.
Yeah. He had to apologize to everybody.
Why?
Conference, the schools.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Fans.
Whatever. Could have just apologized to the guy right there. If he goes and helps him up immediately, this probably isn't an issue. But he just kind of keeps his hands in his pockets.
Yeah, he's kind of like,
looks at
him. You, dude. On this date in 1962, what are you showing me?
That's Mike Eckler, man. He can get off the floor.
Holy moly. All right.
He probably has a better vertical than half of our basketball team.
Yeah, he can play inside linebacker. Hasn't said much. On this date in 1962, Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points, allegedly.
Allegedly.
It's one of my sports conspiracy theories. There's no video of this.
Okay.
I don't know. There's a shroud of mystery around this game that did he really score 100? There's not the same record keeping on this game as there was even other games at that time period.
Are you saying that Wilt Chamberlain?
There's just this classic picture they always show. I mean, you could write 100 on a slip of paper and hold it up for a picture.
That last zero looks a little different. Like, you think he had 10 and they just added a...
It does, doesn't it?
And then they're like, well, he's holding up 100. Did he score 100? Yeah, probably.
He's Wilt Chamberlain.
It's... Nate, come on. I mean, it's not... It's well within reasonable understanding of Wilt's ability. Maybe that was the amount of women he slept with that day.
They might have rounded up.
I still find Kobe's 81-point performance more impressive.
What did Wilt have? Probably like 40, 50. I don't know, man. Just give him 100.
Didn't he say he slept with like 15,000 women?
Was that Wilt?
Was it not?
I thought it was. I could be wrong. I thought it was Kareem.
No, it wasn't Kareem.
Well, Sean,
I think it was Wilt.
Sean Kemp was another more recent. The Supersonics guy.
Did he have a lot?
Conspiracy theorists will tell you the late, great Wilt Chamberlain never scored 100 points on the night of March 2nd, 1962.
20,000 different women.
Why?
Never had a single child. Pretty impressive.
There's no video proof.
That means he's sterile.
Or he practiced safe relations. What?
I mean...
What?
Well, like, condoms aren't 100% effective. Like, just based off the odds.
Yeah, the numbers. Nah, I'd rather be lucky than good.
All them sons and no... Never mind. Yeah. Good show, everyone. Nice job, Optimism Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow with your regularly scheduled -3 and pout programming.
Sounds good.
Unless we can get some good news.
The Blitz is next. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.